Keith Bowers is the director of the Office of Economic Vitality here in Tallahassee. He'll be with me in the second hour as we talk about Tallahassee's economic forecast. In the first hour, we're going to spend the entire time in a tribute to our good friend Gary Farr. We lost him not long ago. Many of you loved him, knew him, were entertained by him. So a tribute to the remarkably talented musician and friend of this town, Gary Farr. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer...
Here we are now officially in the season of the year, full of joy and laughter and thanks and praise for the God of heaven who has bestowed upon us this marvelous Christmas mystery that we celebrate. And as we do, we look at our neighbors and friends, we look at our family and colleagues, we look across the world at how it is that Christmas is celebrated, recognized, appreciated. And for you and I individually, of course, there's all of the tinsel and lights and fun stuff. There's a bunch of it going on tonight, as a matter of fact. Tallahassee's Winter Festival is upon us. And so that's coming up here today with a slathering of celebration. It is the 36th annual, that's hard to believe, Winter Festival. And believe it or not, I was actually participated in the very first one in which we brought to Tallahassee a massive combine from Thomasville up there in the farming areas of southern Georgia, covered it in little white lights. Yeah, man, there wasn't a kid on the street that could take his eyes off of that monster. Fond memories they are for me and maybe for a few of you. But this popular winter festival, holiday stroll, the Santa calling, elf night, soul Santa events, they're all back with a spectacular display of lights going on over there at Dorothy Oven Park. And that's open nightly for you. It's all cool, man. Celebrating the holiday season. You've got the Holly Jolly festivities going on from 3 until 10 p.m. downtown. You got food vendors, arts and crafts, and of course the magnificent Winter Festival Parade. So that's a great thing. You can find out more about this if you want to go to talgov.com and peruse at your leisure. You can sign up for the Jingle Bell Run, which I think may be a little bit late for that, but okay, give it a shot, see what happens. The chain of parks will come alive with thousands of twinkling lights. Well, that's cool. Then there's the Candy Cane Lane in McCarty Park, and that'll be open tonight. Enjoy a stroll through the festive light display from 3 until 10 p.m. Candy Lane, or Candy Cane Lane, that's what they're calling it. Okay. Open nightly from 6 to 9. Okay. And that goes on from the 4th through the 11th. So in addition to this evening, they'll continue for the next several days. And let's see what else they have here going on. Saturday the 10th, you can sing and dance to merry melodies as they fill the air at Cascades Park. Well, that's cool. That's a 6 to 7:30 p.m. thing, Saturday the 10th. I'm trying to sort through. They have given me bunches of stuff. So we're all excited about holiday celebrations and the Tallahassee Winter Festival, and a great opportunity for us to gather with friends and neighbors and family and just enjoy the fact that we are provided for in all of these many ways. A reminder of the goodness of God and how blessed we are to be in a town that appreciates all the good things that we bring to one another. There is also, for those of you who are golfers, there's a Winter Wonderland charity golf tournament coming up. Now, that won't happen until January, but it's important that you register now. And this is actually a fundraiser. You can donate prizes if you care to. It's going to be at Heilman Golf Course. So you need to register by going to talgov.com, or you can go to heilman.com to participate. City of Tallahassee Heilman Golf Course proudly presenting this charity tournament, which benefits United Way of the Big Bend. And it happens on Friday, January 13th. Okay, so that's for our golfing friends. Let's see if I've got anything else here for you. Then again, I think that's about it for now. We'll have more information on holiday activities and such as we proceed through the season. And of course, it's our pleasure to be able to bring you those from our community who are particularly in touch with local festivities, and so we'll be bringing some of that to bear, including some of the local Christmas music provided by local musicians. Scooter Price is going to be back with us next week. He's got a whole collection of Christmas songs that are now available on Moose for you to listen to. Moose Magnificat, you know, is our radio station affiliate that carries our show every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. You go to moosemagnificat.com, or if you're clever, you've already downloaded the app to your phone, so you can listen that way. You can listen at TuneIn if you're a TuneIn listener. You can actually put that TuneIn app on your smart screen TV. If you have a Bluetooth connecting device, yeah, you can do that and do it in your car. Listen to Moose on your car radio just by using the Bluetooth connectivity. Pretty cool, man. And the remarkable thing about Moose, from our standpoint, is how it has brought together, I'm going to hazard a guess, probably 1,500, somewhere in that range, of artists that are still living here or are from here originally, that are remarkably prolific in their production of music. And like us as a community, represent a pretty broad spectrum. So diversity is one of the things we talk about a lot here in Tallahassee as we celebrate all the things that we have become. We're certainly not a farming town anymore. We're not dominated by plantations, you know, producing crops, although some have said, well, yeah, but now we produce college kids and, you know, legislators and lobbyists. That's our cash crop. Well, I don't know. I think what we find is that among us are some very talented people in all kinds of business, education, athletics, and music and art. The appreciation of who we are as a community. It's celebrated, and you're finding more and more opportunities to do that. It's one of the reasons that we wanted to tribute Gary Farr today in this first hour of the show. This is a man who, for his career as a musician, was highly appreciated around the world, had done a tremendous amount of good for people, had done a number of charitable events, performed here pretty frequently, and we have outtakes from one of those shows that he did at the Moon with his Wall of Sound, his big band, and you're going to enjoy hearing some of that in today's broadcast. He was a guest on the show as well, more often, and in talking with us about his career, provided us a pretty candid view of his own work, his pursuit of his career in music, and fundamentally, his love of people. I mean, and that came through so clearly that it isn't always given. I grew up among artists and artisans and musicians and actors, and you know, when you find somebody who really cares about people, well, it's welcome, and it's certainly something that you'll find with our dear friend, now departed, and we offer you this tribute of Gary Farr. Stay with me. Remembering our friend Gary Farr with this special tribute broadcast.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Wednesday, January 25th at the Moon. Fantastic concert coming up. Gary Farr and his all-star big band, featuring jazz vocalist Lisann Lyons. We have with us Gary Farr, who has graciously agreed to be a part of today's show. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me on
the
show.
It's a pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Just getting to know this young man who has great aspirations in this business, and we're delighted that Rick Oppenheim was so kind as to refer him to us. Getting to know Gary. You've been in Tallahassee 2 years now.
2 years.
As
I'm
a resident.
I'm a newbie resident.
Getting to know things around town. And already you've met a lot of great people, including our good friend Lourdes Madsen, Hank Madsen. Folks, if you are a regular listener, you know that we had Lourdes with Miriam Dady last week in our business spotlight. These are the folks that began and now operate Rapid Press. Sadly enough, we lost Hank here a couple of years back. And Gary, you actually wrote a song as a tribute to him.
I did.
Tell us about that.
I wrote a little jazz waltz. It's called Waltz for Hank. And I kind of surprised him when he was going through his treatment for the cancer that he had.
Yeah.
We got him over to the Governor's Club one evening for dinner with some friends. And I sat down and played the piano, and I had a bass player with me. And I said, Hank, this is a little waltz I'd like you and Lourdes, if you want to get up and dance to. Mm. And they danced across the dining room that evening. And I'll never forget this. Hank comes over and he says, now, not too fast, right? You're not going to play it too fast. I said, don't worry, it'll be just fine, Hank. So
what a marvelous thing to do.
I was really pleased with the song itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that I was able to please Hank and Lourdes.
Wow.
And so I contacted Lourdes a few weeks ago and I said, you know, I'd like to do the song in my concert in tribute to Hank, if that's okay with you guys.
Very
and,
cool.
And she started tearing up, and
she says,
oh, that would be beautiful.
Man.
So we're, and part of our show is going to be Waltz for Hank, and I'm going to be featuring one of my trumpet players that was on tour with the Miami Sound Machine, Gloria Stefan's Miami Sound Machine, for many, many years. His name is Doug Michaels, and he's going to play flugelhorn. And we're going to accompany the flugelhorn. It's going to be very nice.
Wow. Folks, are you getting this? Gary Farr and his all-star big band. Well, he's just illustrated what that means. So he's got this fantastic trumpet player. What's his name?
Doug Michaels. Yeah,
and music aficionados, you will know that because he was with Gloria Estefan for many years, right?
Among many other superstars. Okay. He toured with Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Wow.
And the list goes on. And let me just step back. The reason why it's called the All-Star Band is when I first started the band back in South Florida, my idea was to put together these great musicians that have been touring with all these superstars for many, many years. Some of the older cats actually played with Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Liza Minnelli, and like Dougie, who's a little younger. He toured with more of the more current superstars, and so you're gonna all these different musicians in the band have had great careers, have CDs out, recordings. That's and nice. And my idea was getting them together and just featuring everybody. It's, you know, the whole band's just phenomenal. Now, through the years, you know, some of the musicians come and go, and I've been now incorporating some younger musicians within the veterans, which is great for some of the younger players. And actually, since I've been here in Tallahassee, I have run into several wonderful musicians that live here locally.
Brother, we're blessed.
And they're going to be part of our band. Nice. Lajanu Parsons, trumpet player from FAMU, is going to be featured in our trumpet section.
He's amazing.
Carlos Vega, who is a wonderful sax player.
There you go.
Who actually went to school in Miami and knows a lot of the same musicians that were in my original band. And also Robert Griffin on trombone. So they're all going to be part of that, part of the band. And I'm bringing up, of course, like I said, Doug Michaels on trumpet, Billy Ross, who's a phenomenal tenor saxophonist.
Wow.
And I have a baritone sax player, Mike Brignola, who was with the Woody, and still is with the Woody Herman Band. And we're going to be featuring him that night, playing Rhapsody in Blue.
Fantastic.
On baritone sax.
Okay, it's really folks, nice. Are you taking notes? This is coming up now, Wednesday, January 25th at the Moon, and the tickets are available now. Let's see, you can go to GaryFarrBigBand.com, right?
GaryFarrBigBand.com, that's it. Yep.
And if you want to go and get your tickets, you go to Tallahassee.MoonEvents.com.
That'll get you there.
Yeah. They have VIB tables.
Well, the tables are sold out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem. But they have plenty of general admission, and they have other reserve seating within the Moon. The Moon's a pretty big place.
Yeah.
And we also, for the FSU students or the university students here, we have student discount tickets also.
Well, a number of these artists are featured on our radio station, Moose Magnificat. And so we're going to be looking at carrying the show live on our station that night. So we'll keep the audience informed as that comes together. I know you've got a couple of tunes you've brought with us from your current CDs. What's this first one that you wanted to
share with us? We're going to be doing a lot of different tributes that evening. A Frank Sinatra tribute, a Natalie Cole tribute, Ella Fitzgerald. And we're also paying tribute to some British composers.
Yeah. Paul McCartney and Company.
Paul McCartney and Company. And we're going to be doing, I think, two or three Beatle numbers, big band style.
Nice.
And one of them is actually a Buddy Rich arrangement that I stole.
Good.
And it's just phenomenal. And it's called Norwegian Wood.
Oh, man. We got to take a listen. Norwegian Wood with Gary Farr and his all-star big band.
Thank you. 1853, John Mason Neal wrote the lyrics for A Christmas Carol, telling the story of a good king who went out on the Feast of Stephen the day after Christmas to bring food and firewood to a poor peasant. According to legend, the king's page complained of the bitter cold and deep snow and was about to turn back when this saintly king instructed him to simply follow in his footsteps. Miraculously, the page found that with each step, his feet were warmed along the journey. Thomas Helmore sent the inspiring lyrics to a 13th century tune and gave us the beloved carol, Good King Wenceslas. And now you know another Christmas story.
Brought to you by Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive. Call 402-0557. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers on Capitol Circle Northeast. Call 850-656-8453.
Remembering our friend Gary Farr with this special tribute broadcast.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So as promised in this portion of our broadcast today, we want to tell you a little bit more about this show Wednesday night. Gary Farr and his all-star big band featuring vocalist Lisanne Lyons. It was fantastic. And those in attendance, I think, can witness to the fact that this is a formidable, formidable talent, and the assembly on that stage was breathtaking. A lot of locals, local musicians participating in that. L'Ingenue Parsons among them. Are you kidding me? World-class musician, trumpeter. Just great. So we're going to do this. We're going to share with you a few of those moments that we were able to bring to our listeners on Wednesday night as we broadcast live on Moose Magnificat. In any case, let's take a moment here and listen to one of these fine tunes that we got to hear from Gary Farr and his all-star big band. Thank you.
He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't. The kiss of death for Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girls, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. 'Cause a golden girl when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death for Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. He loves only gold, only gold. He loves gold.
So there you have it, Gary Farr performing Wednesday night this week, last Wednesday night, at the Moon in Tallahassee with Lisanne Lyons, his all-star big band. They're on tour as they go forward now through the next several days, and we'll have him back in here once he's had a chance to get back home. A resident of Tallahassee now for the last couple of years. What a pleasure to have him here with us. I've got more of that same show for you, so stay with me.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Remembering our friend Gary Farr with this special tribute broadcast.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So as promised, I'm going to bring you another one of these outtakes from Wednesday night's show at the Moon. Gary Farr and the All-Star Big Band, his All-Star Big Band, as it's referred to. Lisanne Lyons was the guest soloist.
did a great tribute to the Beatles, another to Frank Sinatra. And this very touching moment with an accompanying photo journal featuring Hank Madsen, known to many for his great contributions in the printing business, owner and operator of Rapid Press. He passed here not long ago. I think it's been about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And our dear friend, Lourdes Madsen, continues on along with all of those who make Rapid Press successful in how contributive they are to so many people in that world of printing, digital and offset printing. Fantastic group, great company. Anyway, so they were there, and this tribute was offered. So I thought that would be fun to include. Carl, if you want to cue that up. This was Hank's Waltz, as it's titled. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Wooden Glass has been taking care of families since 1945.
Experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Wooden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Wooden Glass, and they provide precise installation.
Wooden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass. Online at woodenglass.com. Call 850-222-5781.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics, ceramic, and vinyl solutions are at their fingertips in their remarkable showroom. Maybe it's time for you to get the Sellers Advantage for your home or office. Find them on Capital Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive, or online at sellerstile.com. For style, quality, and design, get the Sellers Advantage. In Tallahassee, call 656-8453.
Welcome back to the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. It is our pleasure always to have you with us, my dear friend, and wherever you may be listening here around the region, around the world. Some of you listening on Moose Magnificat, which is a streaming radio station for Tallahassee. One listener reached out to us, and she lives in Toronto. She happened to be listening to the Bradfordville Blues Club broadcast that we do live for you on Moose Saturday nights at 9 o'clock. If you're a blues fan of any kind, you want to make sure that you put it on your calendar. 9 o'clock Saturday night, every Saturday night, live broadcast from the Bradfordville Blues Club, the historic Bradfordville Blues Club. So anyway, so we had this one listener who from her comfort zone up there in Toronto reached out to say, man, I'm listening to the BBC Live on Moose, and it's sounded pretty sweet. So there you go. I mean, and with this opportunity to extend our hand to people really across the world, and it's interesting too, because it's streaming radio, we have the ability to go in and look at the location of the IP address of the device. We even know what kind of device they're listening on, whether it's their phone or laptop or whatever. And of course, their location geographically. We have a lot of listeners in Great Britain, and then also from definitely in Great Britain, Ireland, England, but also in the Middle Eastern countries as well. A lot of listeners who enjoy listening to American radio, and I think particularly enjoy listening to our style of music here in Tallahassee. And guess what? We do have a style. You may not think so, but when you listen to the station for any length of time, you start to get that vibe that comes through. A lot of the music, even across various genre. Okay, so yeah, we've got rap and we've got rock and jazz and blues and inspirational music, all of it. But there is a character, a kind of quality to the sound that I have to say I think characterizes Tallahassee in the main. Not unlike what you've come to realize about New Orleans or Chicago or Kansas City or San Francisco. There is a sort of tone, if you'll pardon the pun. But that's all happening at moosemagnificat.com. Don't forget, too, that you can participate in our website, brand new website for you that has a real nifty kind of news journal format. So you can easily click on links to various shows that we've brought you of late. And in doing that, you can listen at your leisure. If you've missed a broadcast, if you or want to replay what you were hearing earlier. Yeah, and some of the conversations of late have been particularly poignant when it comes to the new Tallahassee. And coming through this last several months of elections, really going back to the early part of the summer, conversations with Jeremy Matlow, Christian Dozier, then again, from a sort of armchair perspective, Tom Flanagan, and people like Tom who bring a kind of helpful perspective and analysis, I think, of where we're headed, what we've come from, and where we're going. That is all a part of what Tallahassee Talks is focused on. It's why we do this, among other things. And in fact, talking with Keith Bowers, who's coming up here with us shortly, Keith's been around this town a long time. You know, he served as the director, the regional director for the FSBDC, as the Florida, at Florida A&M. He was the regional director of the Small Business Development Office over there, SBA, and he served in that capacity for 12 years. Graduated from FAM back in 89, and then upon graduating, he was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army, proudly served in the Army Reserves as captain, and he was an adjutant general of the Joint Detention Operations Group in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Wow. Commander, captain and commander of U.S. Army Postal Operations in Bosnia. So this is a man who is invested himself in serving others. I think that's a fair statement. He's held various positions in the corporate world, including being a Community Reinvestment Act officer for People's First Community Bank, where he directed the community-based reinvestment activities of a $600 million financial institution. Served in the Florida Housing Finance Corporation as a single-family administrator and planning manager. Wow. Cool guy. I've known him for a long time. He was a guest on the show many years ago, in his capacity as director of the SBA program there at FAMU. And now he has a newly appointed position as director of the Office of Economic Vitality for Tallahassee and Leon County. Can't think of a more well-positioned person, a experienced individual, and a person who brings not only his level of insight, expertise, experience, all that good stuff that you would expect as a professional. But he has a great feel for the needs of people. And that's one thing that gets muddled, in my opinion, when we start talking about a housing problem or homeless problem. Commissioner Matlow is quick to remind us, you know, wait a minute. No, we don't have a housing problem. We have homeless people or people who are in between sustainable housing situations. So it's important. And when we're in the business of trying to decide how to better ourselves as a community, how do we, you know, lift the folks who are down there at the bottom, or how do we provide for those who are, let's say, not struggling, but in ways that helps them help others? I mean, look, we say that we value freedom more highly than any other value, any other characteristic, any other provision in our country. And we're all lovers of freedom. But I wonder sometimes whether we value safety and security and comfort more. You know, what are we willing to do with the freedom we've been granted? It looks like it to me that Keith Bowers is somebody who not only has served our country within the ranks of the United States Army, here he's in this capacity serving again in a way that's going to make an impact of potentially historic proportions. We need strong leadership, no question about it, beyond what we find in city and county chambers. Because quite frankly, I think we're gonna continue to struggle there. But I think when you find people who are in administrative positions who themselves have come up through the ranks and have learned what it means to be disciplined and to be compassionate, I think you're going to hear in the comments from Mr. Bowers a degree of compassion, a degree of sensitivity, and humility. God help us. Isn't that a welcome trait in somebody who has such a position? Now, what I'm about to share with you is actually from a presentation that Keith made at the NEBA luncheon recently, in which he's presenting to the audience an overview of the Office of Economic Vitality, along with his comments and some questions at the end that bring us in touch with how OEV is designed to serve the people of Tallahassee and Leon County. So stay with me for this with Keith Bowers coming up right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merry Maids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merry Maids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205 or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205.
Continuing now with this special presentation from Keith Bowers, Director of the Office of Economic Vitality.
Thank you for having me. I've sat in the seat as the director for the Office of Economic Vitality going on 3 months now, so I'm relatively new, learning a lot about how the process works and utilizing taxpayers' dollars to fund economic opportunity initiatives for our entire community. My previous job, I was the regional director for the Small Business Development Center at Florida A&M for over 12 years. And when this opportunity came available, I jumped at it. I thought it was a great opportunity to move our community forward and to really start to look strategically as to where we want Tallahassee to be economically in the next 5 to 10 to 15 years. I will have to tell you one thing that I, in my previous role, I hear about these trips that our Chamber of Commerce was taking and other elected officials. They were going to places like Austin. They were going to, you know, cities in South Carolina. They were going to Colorado, really trying to see who Tallahassee should be like. And one of the things that I really have appreciated about Tallahassee is that it's Tallahassee. You know, we should strive to have other communities emulate us. And we've got a lot of resources, we've got a lot of good things in our community that we should tout. So that's one of the things that we're going, you'll start to see more of us from the Office of Economic Vitality standpoint, reaching out, articulating our value proposition as we not only try to attract new businesses here in the community, but work with those existing businesses such as yourselves. So I'm gonna tell you like Elizabeth Taylor told her fourth husband. I don't plan to keep you too long, so. We'll walk through these slides, and if you have any questions, if you don't mind, just hold them to the end and we can answer those questions. So the Office of Economic Vitality, what we'll talk about today is who the Office of Economic Vitality is, what do we do, how is our local economy performing, and then where are we going as a community in the next few years. So as I mentioned to Patrick earlier, the Office of Economic Vitality is a intergovernmental agency. So we are a function of the city and the county. And one of the things that we is all under the Office of Place, which is another intergovernmental agency. But we receive funding primarily from both the city and the county and taxpayers' dollars. We have two divisions. We have a MWSBE, that's Minority Small Business Enterprise Division, and then we also have the Business Development Division, which is responsible for corporate recruitment, retention, and expansion of existing businesses. And they serve two different functions, but it's in some cases they intersect. Our vision is to drive, I can't read that far from here, but if you don't mind. There you go. Bottom line is we are, what we're focused on is making sure that Tallahassee and Leon County remains a competitive economic hub in this region and in the state. That is our vision. Our mission is to lead Tallahassee Leon County economic development efforts by leveraging existing resources and assets that grow and drive economic vitality. So we've won some awards in 2022. Our MWSBE division received an award from the International Economic Development Council. So this is a global award. We competed against other economic development departments across the world. And we were awarded a gold award for the our initiative to provide microloans to small business enterprises during the, in the wake of the COVID pandemic. So we got a lot of recognition for that. And then we also received an award from the National Association of Counties for basically the same small business microloan program and the Love Your Locals program. We were shining a spotlight on local businesses after Black Friday to make sure that people just don't shop at big boxes, but they understand that there's a lot of value in shopping with the mom and pops who places like Mays Monroe, who have made an investment in our community. So over the last 5 years, we have been able to account for over $1 billion in economic impact. We have helped in the creation of over 2,900 jobs. We saved, during the COVID pandemic, we saved 13,200 jobs through our efforts and the investments that we made back into the community. And for your tax dollars, for every dollar that OEV facilitates, it results in a return of $6.30. So that is a remarkable return on that investment. And we're going to strive to make that even higher. So right now we've got 11 projects. So sometimes you hear about projects in the newspaper like Project Mango and Project Guard. So our office is responsible for, once we start talking with those corporations that are interested in relocating, it's very proprietary information. They don't want people to know that they're looking at our area, so we have to give them this code name. So right now we've got 11 active projects right now. Over $62 million in commitments to these projects, and we have leveraged $390 million in investments. What we anticipate is that that has created almost 8,000 jobs here in our community. So we have just ramped up our new strategic plan. The strategic plan will take us from 2022 to 2027. And if you want to take a snapshot of that QR code, you will get it. It'll send you the actual strategic plan. But I'll give you the highlights because it's like a 100-page document. So our strategic goals are, one, we want to maximize OEV's impact. And you'll hear us talk about that a lot. We really want to focus on how we leverage the resources and the assets that we have here in our community to maximize economic vitality. In doing that, we will engage a number of partners in the community, stakeholders in the community. One of the things that I noticed when we started talking about how do we continue to further engage our community, we need to have bankers at the table talking to us about what they're seeing in terms of in real time. We need to have realtors involved, both commercial and residential realtors, to, again, provide us feedback and information. We need to hear more from the small business communities to hear what they are experiencing, the construction industry, because all of this is relevant. If they are seeing and denoting trends that are taking place, it's imperative that we know about them because that impacts how our entire ecosystem works. And if COVID didn't teach us anything else, but it taught us that how interdependent we are on our respective communities. So we want to maximize our impact. We also want to serve as an advocate for workforce alignment. All you business owners out there have a common problem, and that is workforce. And we are working with entities such as Lively Tech, TCC, Leon County School District, and all of the chambers to figure out how we can really begin to cultivate a workforce that meets the needs of you business owners. So one of the things we're going to do, we had a novel idea. Said, well, since we don't know what these business owners are looking for in employees, why don't we ask them? Novel idea, right? We are starting to engage with those businesses because we feel like if we can make the connection between the gap in skills and communicate that to places like the Leon County School District, the universities, TCC, and Lively, then we may find that some of the things that they're teaching are just not relevant.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merry Maids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merry Maids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205 or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205.
Continuing now with this special presentation from Keith Bowers, Director of the Office of Economic Vitality.
You come out with a degree or a certification, but it might not be applicable in terms of what you're looking for as business owners to hire these folks. So we are really going to begin to connect the dots as it relates to workforce. We're going to drive business recruitment and retention. You guys know that we, you've all heard about Amazon and the Dan Foss TurboCore. We are really going to start to actively pursue other companies. Instead of them waiting for them to find us, we're going to be actively involved in recruiting. We have an incentive toolbox right now for businesses. We've got about $2.8 million that we can use as incentive if you take a snapshot of our budget right now. But as we collect more revenue from sales tax, that percentage will grow, or that number will grow. So it refreshes every year, so we'll have more for in terms of our incentive toolbox. We want to support the retention and the development of minority and women-owned businesses. Women-owned businesses, startup women-owned businesses have outpaced normal, or I would say, you know, male-owned businesses for the last 5 years. Women are starting, and minorities are starting more businesses per capita than any other demographic. So we want to make sure that we are equipping them with the resources and tools that they need to be successful. And then finally, we want to foster entrepreneurship and business formation. For those people who are thinking about starting a business, we want to be there to provide resources to help them grow, get established, and expand. So, again, I mentioned Amazon real quick. The project is slated to create over 1,000 jobs. The total investment that they have made to the community so far is about $451 million in economic impact. With the Dan Foss TurboCore, they are going to, with their new expansion, they are going to create 360 new positions, and which has a total economic impact of almost $271 million. The interesting thing about the Dan Foss TurboCore expansion is that those jobs that they're creating, the average wage of those jobs is $70,000. So these are high-paying jobs. Proof Brewery, one of my favorites, they expanded and created 50 new jobs and $23 million in economic impact. And the real story behind the success of Proof is where it's located. You know, we are all really trying to focus on, you know, revitalizing the business corridor on the South Monroe side, and we think that that is going to prove to be a nice catalyst for that revitalization, and is already starting to bear out. And then we've got one project that's under wraps, is Project Sunshine, and they're looking to bring 50 jobs and create 10 new jobs for a total of $12.4 million economic impact. And this is just like some of the highlights. So what we do at OEB, the way we help organizations and businesses that are thinking about moving to Tallahassee, relocating to Tallahassee, we help them with site selection. We have the resources from both the city and the county as it relates to planning, permitting, zoning, all those things. So when we bring in a company, we bring in everybody to talk with them about, you know, what are your permitting needs, how much power do you need, and because the city of Tallahassee owns the utilities, it's a pretty engaging conversation that we have, because they can state their needs. The city utility department can hear it in real time, but everybody tries to work together to figure out, you know, how do you overcome some hurdles or obstacles that may preclude them from coming. So we provide in-depth market analysis, to help them understand the type of community that we have and the good things that are taking place in our community. So that is one aspect of what we do in terms of site selection. Our competitive assets, and like I said, you know, we've got so many things to tout in our community. We just need to do a better job of doing that. You know, we've got Florida A&M, which is, once again, ranked as the number one HBCU in the nation. We have FSU, who is in the top 25 public universities in the country. We have those students that are coming out of there every year. And do you know what our largest what Tallahassee's largest export is? College students, people that are graduating. So one of the things that we want to try to do is figure out a way. We know we can't house all of them. We know we can't employ all of those. But how do we do a better job of connecting those graduating students with the business community? So one of those things that we're going to start to look into heavily is working with both the universities as it relates to helping place local jobs for those college graduates. We've got Dan Foster Corps, which I mentioned. We've got the FCAP program out of Innovation Park. We've got the High Performance Materials Institute there. So we've got a ton of things. We've got the Mag Lab, which hosts the largest magnet in the world. So we've got a ton of resources that we can tout as it relates to trying to attract companies into our community. And I want to spend a little time talking about our Minority Women and Small Business Division. We talk about economic inclusion, and I think that is very important because you can't be a great community if one segment of your community is suffering. Tallahassee has been named twice as an All-America City. And thanks to the efforts of folks like Commissioner Curtis Richardson, we are starting to make a more concerted focus on making sure that areas like Frenchtown, Southside, Griffin Heights, Providence get to claim the same benefits of being an all-American city. So we have our division with the MWSVE division, we help these companies identify procurement opportunities within the local government. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So here's an example of some major projects that have involvement of minority and small business, women in small businesses. Right now, the city and county and Blueprint, because there's three different municipal organizations, have come together based on the results of a disparity study that was done to show that there was a need for aspirational goals for minority and women participation. So in doing that research, we have found that the aspirational goals for minority participation on municipal projects is 14%, and for women is 9%. So when you combine that, it's 23%. So each project that is funded, it has 1 cent of money that's coming from either the county, the city, or Blueprint, 23% will be earmarked for minority and women-owned businesses. So to give you an example, the city of Tallahassee's police department is anticipated to be upwards of $80 million in terms of the construction costs for that. So you think about that, $80 million, 23%, that's more than $16 million that is going to stay here in our community with minority and women-owned businesses to help them build capacity, to help them grow, to help them create jobs. Tallahassee Housing Authority is $65 million projected cost. And Brenda Williams, who is the executive director, she has set an aspirational goal of 40% participation. Somo Walls, which is another South Monroe project, the developer there is going to be a $2.8 million project, and the developer there has set a goal of 35% participation. So as you can see, when you combine these things, you see a lot of opportunities that will be made available for minority and women-owned businesses. So let's talk about what's taking place in Tallahassee currently. So employment, as you can see, I think that number is somewhere in the neighborhood of close to 200,000 people are currently employed in our MSA. And our MSA is the Metropolitan Statistical Area, which includes Tallahassee or Leon County, Gaston County, Wakulla County, and Jefferson County. It is the contiguous counties surrounding Leon County. So again, employment is up, and the darkest line there is 2020. Yeah, the darkest line is 2020. The teal color line there is 2021, and the yellow gold line is 2022. So you can see how it has increased from down in the COVID era of 2020, how it's come back up. So,
Wooden Glass has been taking care of families since 1945.
Experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Wooden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Wooden Glass, and they provide precise installation.
Wooden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass. Online at woodenglass.com. Call 850-222-5781.
Continuing now with this special presentation from Keith Bowers, Director of the Office of Economic Vitality.
In terms of a percentage, we're less than 3% unemployment in this community, which is virtually, any economist will tell you, that's virtually, full employment. So, and as a matter of fact, we have for the first time in a long time, you have more people trying to find help than people that are looking for help. So when we look at unemployment, the initial claims, you can see how it peaked in May of 2020, but it is just tailored, it's just, trimmed down since then. So we have very little unemployment claims. For October for this year, we've had 194 unemployment claims for a community of our size. This is what the taxable sales, you heard me mention how we're funded. We're funded through the taxable sales. We get a percentage of the taxable sales, and the taxable sales have continued to increase year over year, month over month for our community, which means that we are spending money. People are comfortable. Consumer confidence is up once again. Single family construction, not so good. The permits, as you can see, compared to the previous years, single family construction permits are down. The market is cooling off quite rapidly compared to what it had been in the previous 2 years. And as you can see also, year over year, the median single family sales price on a home has increased. I think right now it's at $321,000 is the median sales price in our area. Here's an interesting chart. This is the Tallahassee Airport passenger count. And as you can see, in 2020, it just took a nosedive in April due to COVID, and then just slowly started creeping up a little bit. In 2021, we saw a drastic increase, but when you look at 2022, we're doing better than we did in 2021, which means more people are coming into Tallahassee, more people feel comfortable traveling. Our airport is expanding. I was meeting with David Pollard last week. They've got some amazing plans to make Tallahassee the international airport. We're building the customs house and making it a free trade zone, which we think is going to really give our community a shot in the arm. And then business formation. As you can see, this is businesses that are getting started. And the black bar is Tallahassee. The green one is Wakulla. And then the yellow is Gaston County. So you can see that the confidence of these entrepreneurs that are starting businesses has not waned at all. It just continues to increase, and they're looking to start businesses here in Tallahassee. So I'll close up with some major projects. You heard me mention Danfoss Turbo Core. That's a great project that's taking place out at Innovation Park. Again, economic impact close to $271 million. Amazon, we got to get an updated picture. I don't know if you've driven by Amazon, but it looks like a small city now out there. And they're fast approaching. They're planning to be open second quarter of 2023. And so they've already started, you probably read, they've already started working with TCC on training their employees once they get them. And we are really helping them align with some of the folks that are involved in workforce development. But again, that's a $451 million economic impact project for us. You heard me mention the Tallahassee Airport. There's a $53 million economic impact. They plan to create 356 jobs. And again, I just think that once that expansion is done, opportunities will begin to just, you know, really open up for our community. And we have the North Florida Innovation Lab out in Innovation Park. That is a real interesting project that's taking place out there. They're going to have both wet labs and dry labs for research and companies that are involved in biotech. And they're also going to have incubator space out there. And it's just going to be a really neat project for our community. They anticipate 600 jobs, and then up to 100 entrepreneurs will call that place home. And finally, this is one of the things that we have been charged with by our leadership at both the city and the county. How do we make the Office of Economic Vitality more community-facing? We've invested in one application called Size Up, and that is really geared towards business owners. So if you scan that, it'll take you to our website. And let's say you have a hair salon here in Tallahassee. You go to the website, you put in hair salon, it will populate on the map how many hair salons are currently on the map, currently in Tallahassee. It'll tell you, it'll give you an approximation of how well they're doing financially, how many employees they have, and then if you put your information in, it will compare you not only to your competitors here locally, but at the state level and at the national level. And we feel that that's a vital tool for businesses to have because, one, you know, data is worth more than gold. And this is a really robust analytical tool. And we want to put it in the hands of our business owners and those entrepreneurs that are thinking about starting businesses. We think that that goes a long way in helping arm themselves with the data that they need to make real-time decisions on a day-to-day basis. And that is all I have, and would be more than happy to answer any questions.
Thanks. That's what I have for you this week, my friend. Thank you for being a part of it. As always, a pleasure for us to bring it to you. We're the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio, streaming live 24/7, and featuring all of the local musicians who we are fortunate enough to have bring us their original songs all the time. That is the sound of Tallahassee at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
In 1853, John Mason Neal wrote the lyrics for A Christmas Carol, telling the story of a good king who went out on the Feast of Stephen the day after Christmas to bring food and firewood to a poor peasant. According to legend, the king's page complained of the bitter cold and deep snow and was about to turn back when this saintly king instructed him to simply follow in his footsteps. Miraculously, the page found that with each step, his feet were warmed along the journey. Thomas Helmore sent the inspiring lyrics to a 13th century tune and gave us the beloved carol, Good King Wenceslas. And now you know another Christmas story.
Brought to you by Dr. Scott Pliskin at Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive. Call 402-0557. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers on Capitol Circle Northeast. Call 850-656-8453. Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics, ceramic, and vinyl solutions are at their fingertips in their remarkable showroom. Maybe it's time for you to get the Sellers Advantage for your home or office. Find them on Capital Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive, or online at sellerstile.com. For style, quality, and design, get the Sellers Advantage. In Tallahassee, call 656-8453.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.